comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on Earth. It's the show where you matter. Tonight is K-Files night. K-Files is the name of our free weekly newsletter. You hear me announce it night after night. Some of you are really sharp, and you take advantage of that. You have taken advantage of that, and you have subscribed. Others of you are sharp in waiting, and you haven't subscribed yet, but you want to, and for whatever reason, you haven't done it. It's free, and I encourage you to do it. Just go over to the website, kevinsmithshow.com, and you'll see where it says K-Files right in the middle of the screen. Click that. And it's going to ask you an exceedingly difficult question. In order to subscribe, you have to put in your email address. Now, look, the internet is a place where, you know, people of all kinds of people get on the internet, right? And so there are people who think, well, you know, I don't like Joe, so I'm going to put Joe's email address in all of these different places and subscribe him to all this stuff, and he's all of a sudden going to start getting 3,000 emails, you know, and newsletters and stuff like that. Well, we protect you from that, all right? The way it works is you put your email address in, and one email is going to be sent to that address saying either you or someone using your email address have subscribed to the K-Files, and if it was you and you really want to subscribe, then click this link and activate your subscription. That's it. If you don't do that, you're never going to get another email from us about that. Okay? But if you put your email address in and then you don't activate your account, you also will not be getting the K-Files. You have to activate your subscription. Email today, dear Kevin, I just started listening to your show and I'm already hooked. Do you have archives of your shows? Where are they? Yes, indeed. We call them K-Pods. We have archives of all of our shows, and they are called K-Pods. They are in our members area, where you will also find the Video Galaxy. You will also find forums, free ebooks that you can download, your own profile page, your own blog page, your own photo gallery page, your own friends page. Plus, you get to watch the live shows every night. Or if you miss a show or your schedule doesn't permit you to watch it live, you can watch it the next day. All of that and more for 23 cents a day, $6.95 a month. It is a mere pittance. It is below a mere pittance. So why not join today, okay? $6.95 a month, best value on the planet, and you'll be a part of the best community on the planet as well. Tonight is Open Line Live, and boy, have we got some cool stuff to talk about. I hope you do too. It's BYOT. We'll be back right after this.
Come on.
welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I said earlier, this is BYOT. It is Open Line Live, BYOT. For those of you who are new, that means bring your own topic. We will discuss what you want to discuss, whatever is on your mind. And we'll open the phone lines in just a moment. And then we will be glad to hear from you, anxious to hear, as a matter of fact. Open Line Live night is always a good night for you to call in. Every night's a good night to call in, but it's a little bit easier to get through on Open Line Live because we have more telephone time available. And so that means that all those people competing for slots on the air, that gets spread out over a longer period of time during the show. So it's easier to get through. China is much in the news. China, China, China. It's all over the news for a lot of reasons. Now, there are people, I've been seeing some of this and hearing some of this on various news broadcasts, both radio and television. There are people who think of China as an enemy. Well, we better hope to God they're not, because, you know, they are massively bigger than the United States of America. Their population is overwhelming. They are wealthy and becoming more so by the day, and I hear a lot of people talking about them as enemies. I don't view China as an enemy or a friend. I view China as another country. And, you know, they can't sell us more than we will buy. And so, you know, a lot of that rhetoric about how, you know, China is bad for the United States. Well, we are. We are bad for the United States. If you don't think China needs to be getting all that money from sales of goods here, don't buy them. It's that simple. They can't sell us more than we will buy. But they're in the news all the time, lots of stuff happening. And on January the 4th, on the eve of the president of China visiting the United States, his state visit to the United States, Chinese TV on the, I think it's pronounced Xinhua News Agency, had really interesting things to say. It's Chinese national TV, and it was a national TV news bulletin. And what they had to say was that President Barack Obama may be preparing to disclose U.S. relations with specific extraterrestrial races. Now, I don't know if you've ever watched Chinese TV. I used to watch it. I don't have it available to me now, but I used to watch the English version. And they have really quite excellent programming. And but one of the things they do that is very much like what we get here in the United States is after a news story is reported, then they have these commentators, you know, various experts on something that sit around a table and talk about it. Well, the commentators and analysts talking about this announcement on Chinese TV, and I'm talking about Chinese commentators and analysts, seem to believe that a new Cold War over alien and UFO secrets is underway between China and the USA. So, this is pretty earth-shaking news here. Not as earth-shaking as if President Obama actually makes a disclosure statement. That'll be earth-shaking for sure. And it'll be one that CNN certainly won't report, and probably not Fox. MSNBC probably won't report it because it's sort of against their policy to talk about UFOs, you know. although Fox does talk about them sometimes. But nevertheless, this is being reported on Chinese national news television. And it's something that has commentators and analysts in China abuzz. They're talking about it. It would seem that neither side particularly wants to admit to their public that they are and have been in contact with extraterrestrials. But there is one thing they fear even more than letting the public know, and that is China fears us doing it first, and apparently we fear China doing it first. So the apprehension about who's going to be first seems to be, according to this report, driving the American president toward a disclosure statement. So China, you know, they don't want America to steal their thunder. They want to be the first to disclose. So who knows who's going to be first? But apparently, at least according to Chinese news, it's on. And so we should be hearing something soon, either from President Barack Obama or from President Hu Jintao. So tonight, when we open up the telephone lines, that's one topic we can talk about. What do you think about that? I mean, do you think... I did this once before. I did a show where the entire show was all about this. I asked the question, what would it take for you to say, okay, that's disclosure? And the amazing thing is that the calls from the U.S. and Canada pretty much focused on, you know, the American government, and 100% of those calls said, if the American government does disclosure on UFOs, even if it were all true, I wouldn't believe them. And so I guess tonight, maybe when we open the phones, what if President Hu Jintao from China beats Barack Obama to the punch and makes disclosure that China is in contact with extraterrestrials and does disclosure? Would you believe that? We'll talk about that when we open up the telephone lines in just a moment. I will tell you this. If you have ever watched Chinese TV, it's called CCTV. And, of course, here in the United States, when we say CCTV, we're talking usually about closed circuit CC, closed circuit television, CCTV. And they have an English version. If you've ever watched it, it's really on certain issues. They will bend things slightly in favor of China. You expect that because they are Chinese. And it's being broadcast from Beijing. So you would expect that. Just as when you watch American television, watch the news, it's bent in favor of the U.S. And I suppose it's that way in the U.K. I suppose it's that way in Australia. I suppose it's that way in Germany, France, Spain, Estonia, Romania. I suppose it's that way in South Africa. All over the world, I suppose it would be that way. In every nation, they would bend the reporting in favor of whatever nation they're in. And I think in some cases that's because of laws, but in some cases it's simply because you have, for instance, American reporters reporting in America, and they have sort of inbred bias towards America. They are American, and you would have that in every nation that you would have that sort of inbred bias towards your own nation. Nevertheless, you will discover on CCTV that even though things sometimes are bent a little bit in favor of China, it's not exaggerated. Not exaggerated. And on balance, on the whole, it's pretty straight stuff. So, because this comes from Chinese television, and because it comes from the Xinhua news agency, I would suspect that it's a pretty straight story. And I would suspect that's going to be, you know, we have some pretty interesting days ahead of us real soon. Now, I also received several emails this week where people were sending me links to either the story, the report, or videos about it of 200 cows dying on a U.S. farm. Well, you know, we've had the birds in Arkansas, the fish in Arkansas, the birds in Louisiana, the fish in New Zealand, the fish in the Chesapeake Bay, birds in Kentucky, birds in the U.K., I may have already mentioned that, birds in Romania dying, in Brazil as well, and all, you know, it's just kind of all around the globe. And so when I heard about this, I think it happened about January the, I don't know, 15th, 16th. I didn't have a place, a slot where I could put it into this week's shows, so it had to wait till tonight. But you had 200 cows that were alive. The farmer goes to sleep during the night, wakes up in the morning, they're dead. 200 cows from one farm. Well, all the speculation seems to be that they all succumb to some infectious disease. And let me read one paragraph here, and then I'll deal with this. It was thought they may have had a respiratory condition known as red nose, which is infectious bovine rhinotracheitis. I don't know that I said that correctly, but even if I said it incorrectly, I want you to remember that. It's suspected, it's thought, that they may have succumbed to infectious bovine rhinotracheitis. Now, here is why I want you to remember that. You know how on this show I point out all the time about how you have to be careful what you read and what you hear in the news. Don't take it at face value. Analyze it. Well, here's why. Because this same report says, and I quote, "Police said there is no risk of any illness spreading to other animals or humans after the farmer made the grim discovery on Friday." There is no risk of any illness spreading to other animals or humans. Now, they've already said, that's the police statement, okay? The police said there's no risk. So they're calming the fears of the public. But they've already said, we don't know what killed these cows. We suspect it's this infectious disease called infectious bovine rhinotracheitis. And then the police say, on the basis of, we don't know what killed the cows, on the basis of, we have no idea what's going on here, the police make a statement and say there's no risk of the illness spreading. Now, look, I'm pro-police. when the police are pros. I am cop. That's what I used to do for a living. But come on, guys. I've yet to meet a policeman that is a veterinarian. There may be one or two out there that are both veterinarian and policeman, but I've never met one. And on what basis can the police say to the public, there's no risk of this spreading? When the veterinarians have said, we don't know what caused these cows to die. We suspect it's the infectious bovine rhinotracheitis. Okay. Infectious bovine rhinotracheitis, later in the same article, which the animals are thought to have had, is a contagious virus that usually occurs in the animal's windpipe. do you sort of get the mushroomness of this? How could the police make a statement to the public that there's no risk? How could they do that when the people who are experts at this, the veterinarians, are saying, we don't know what caused these cows to die. We think that it may be IBR, infectious bovine rhinotracheitis. And that is contagious. And the police say, no risk. No risk, the illness will spread to other animals or humans. Now, there's only one possibility. There's two. Two possibilities. One possibility is the police are totally speaking out of their hat. They don't know what they're talking about. They just made something up to tell the people to hopefully calm fears in the area. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that the police have been given some inside information, perhaps from whatever laboratory was doing testing, if that was the case. Maybe some information from way on high up in the government somewhere that told the police, look, you don't need to know any more than this. It's not a risk to anybody else. You can put that statement out, but, we're not going to go any further. You can put the statement out that there's no risk. So what do you think? Do you think the police were just talking out of their hat here, or do you think the police had been told by someone up there that there's no risk? We'll come back right after this, and we'll open up the telephone lines just for you. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. All right, folks, one more observation here that I forgot to make, and then we'll open the phone lines. On this story about the 200 cows that died, and, the main spin out there is we don't know what caused them to die. Tissue samples and their autopsies are going to be done. Tissue samples are going to be tested at laboratories. We don't know what it is. However, veterinarians suspect that maybe it's this IBR, infectious bovine rhinotracheitis. Okay, and so people's minds go, okay, well, they had some disease and it killed them. All at the same time on the same day or in the same night? That isn't the way a disease progresses through a herd. They all found D-Day on the same day? Come on. And then the police say, there's nothing to worry about. There's no risk of the illness spreading to other animals or humans. It sort of sounds like the police have been privy to some information that's above and beyond the veterinarians, doesn't it? All right, we're going to open up the telephone lines, and it's open line live. That means we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. And the telephone number is 623-444-5889. Toll-free in the USA and Canada, it is 888-223-4599. If you need to call me toll-free, you may do so. If you don't need to call me toll-free, please use our main number, 623-444-5889, and you can call that number from anywhere in the world. Also, if you're not in the USA and you're not in Canada, I don't have a toll-free number for you, but what I do have is something we call flash messages, all right? So the flash message feature is on my website. You go to the website, scroll down, you see the picture about tonight's show. To the right of that picture is the link that says flash message, all right? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
You've got some buffering problems, but it's not too bad because your video feed is about, maybe 15 seconds ahead of iRadio LA right now.
Always will be. Yeah. Always has been, always will be. Look, let me explain. Let me explain. If you're watching video, you have to listen to the audio that's coming with it. They're synced up. If you're watching the video but trying to listen to the radio feed, they're not synced up. Okay, those are two separate feeds. One
video off and went to iRadio LA.
Yeah, well, one of those is coming from the United States, and one of those is coming from out of the United States.
Okay. But what I was going to say about the cattle, that just doesn't make sense. I agree with you. They don't die in one night. They might die over a period of weeks, maybe a month, but not overnight. But what about I think it was either octopus or squid in Portugal, hundreds of thousands of those.
I had not heard about that. When did that happen?
I think it was 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago.
The octopus and squid.
Yeah. It was either hundreds or thousands. I don't remember which.
I had not heard about that. You know, and see, that would lead me to think there's no way this can be chemical, because those guys live pretty deep. You know, octopus and squid live pretty deep, and they do come up shallow sometimes, but not in large numbers. And so whatever it is that killed them had to happen at,
at depth.
At depth, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Now, as to Barack Obama and Chinese leader, I might believe them if they put me in contact with them and say, all right, guys, I'm just a broken down old cowboy. Tell me where you're from, what your goals are, and let me visit your planet so I can give the people of Earth some documentation.
Nobody would believe you either.
What?
Nobody would believe you either. You could come back here with videotape. You could come back here with books written by the aliens. You could come back here with dirt from the alien planet. You could marry an alien bride and bring her back, and nobody on this planet would believe you.
And you're probably true. Past two shows, you were talking about chemtrails, and when you were talking to Joe Montaldo, you were saying something about dumbing down.
Yes.
Emotions.
Mm-hmm.
My thought, it was just a passing thought, but what if they know something is coming down the pike. As in, I hate the phrase, earth changes.
Mm-hmm.
What if they just don't want the people to save themselves? Make them numb to it.
Well, now, when you say they don't want the people to save themselves, are you talking about earthly elites, or are you talking about aliens?
The wannabes. The earthling elite wannabes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. You know, it's a mystery to me. There are some of these elite wannabes, as you call them, who have made public statements that the Earth's population needs to be reduced and needs to be reduced to a certain level. I read on the internet.
You're the first to commit suicide.
Yeah, well, I read on the internet a statement by Ted Turner. Now, I don't know that Ted said it, but he's quoted as saying that, you know, the population needs to be reduced to about, and he gives a figure, I forget what it is. I don't understand that, and I don't understand it because, okay, let me explain why I don't understand it. Bill Gates has billions of dollars. Warren Buffett has billions of dollars. The Queen and her hubby, they've got billions of dollars, Queen of England, billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And we could just go on and on and on and on and on. Okay. That money is an exchange of power. Okay, but you only have power if there's value to the money. If all of that money, if all of it collapsed so there's no value to it, then they have no power. Well, the only thing that gives that money any power or any value is that all of the rest of us are using it as a means of exchange, and therefore, through the money, they can rule us. Okay, so money represents ability to rule people. It's a means of exchange for us. It's a means of rulership for them. If you get rid of us, there's nobody using that currency. And so not only has the value diminished, but the power that it represents has diminished. So I don't know why they would want to even play that game. I think they're playing it. I think they are. But it makes no sense to me.
Like the guy who said what you were talking about, too, about underground bases,
mm-hmm.
he said those guys are stupid. They are.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you have a, if you, let's say Brent goes out and starts Brent Incorporated, and it becomes a $1 million business. You have, because it's a $1 million business, you have so many people working for you. Okay. Your power and prestige goes up if you can take it up to $10 million because now you've got 10 times more people working for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we get rid of the people that are working for you, now there's nobody to do your business and fewer people to buy your product, your power and prestige go down.
I've seen that. I see where you're coming from. I've noticed that over the past few months. It's not just the it's the government is, and I don't want to get into politics, but it's just the policies they are making are stopping people from using their money.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right, Brent, thanks for the call, man. If you have a link on those squid and octopi, send me the link.
I'll send it to you.
All right, thanks. 623-444-5889. I had not heard about that. Had you heard about that? Did you hear about the squid and the octopi dying in Portugal, off the coast of Portugal? I had not heard that one. There are people, of course, who are saying, well, this means it's the end of the world. it may mean that. I'm not prepared to throw my vote that direction yet. I don't guess we'll know till the end of the world. And then it won't matter, will it? But obviously something's killing off animal species. I wish I had put this into the software where I could show you the pictures, but I didn't. But I was sent some pictures that show a circle of UFOs sort of in the sun, not actually in it, but if you look directly into the sun, a circle of what appears to be really large UFOs out there. If you were looking directly into the sun, of course, you have to use filters to be able to see that. But that was pretty interesting. Okay, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Christine, I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, and you said your name is Christine?
Christina.
Christina. Christina, what's on your mind?
I was calling the octopus that the man was talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
I saw the articles on BBC website, and it said thousands of them washed up on shore off of Portugal Beach.
Uh-huh. Did they say what had caused it?
No. But there was something else I wanted to ask you about. There's an article on the Huffington Post that says 10,000 cattle died in Vietnam. Cows and buffalo, part of a mass die-off. Did you hear about that?
No. 10,000?
Yes.
Wow.
Because of harsh weather conditions.
10,000. And they were saying it was because of harsh weather. What kind of harsh weather did they say?
No. Intense winter.
Well,
I'm reading like part of the article right now, like skimming through it, but pretty much it just said harsh weather condition.
Well, the reason I ask, I have a house in Thailand. Can you hang on through this break?
Sure.
All right, you hang on. And we'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and on the telephone with us is Christina, and in Wisconsin. Now, Christina, you told us there were 10,000 cattle that had died in Vietnam as a result of bad weather. And the reason I was asking about that, I have a house in Thailand. It's not too far from there. In fact, it's right up almost next to Vietnam. And that part of the world doesn't have winter. So did they describe what kind of bad weather it was?
No, it says 10,000 cows and buffalo died nationwide due to harsh weather conditions. And they said cattle have been dying throughout Vietnam, which has had a particularly intense winter.
They don't have winter.
And that's what they said.
You have hot, hotter, and monsoon. There's no winter in that part of the world.
I found it kind of odd, and I thought I'd call you and see maybe you heard about this. And
no.
I was going to call about the squid, too, but somebody beat me to that.
Well, now let me change or let me modify what I said just a little bit. If you get up into the mountains, it does get cold in the mountains. okay, if you get up high enough. It gets cold up there. But
okay, they mentioned that in there. They said the northern mountainous province of, I don't know how to pronounce it, DAO Bang, was hardest hit with 2,200 dead cattle.
Yeah, well, see, I could see
10,000.
That. Yeah, I could see that up in the mountains, because you do. It does get cold in the mountains, but once you come down off of those mountains, there's no such thing as winter. So,
quite odd.
That's strange. Okay, well, Christina, thanks much. If you will, can you send me a link to that story?
Sure.
Okay, thank you much.
Yep, have a good night.
All right, thanks for the call. 623-444-5889 is the number to call, 623-444-5889. If you are in the USA or Canada, and if you need to call me on a toll-free line, we have one. It is 888-223-4599. Okay, now let's see. We've got 200 dead cows in the USA. We've got 10,000 dead ones in Vietnam. We've got squid and octopi. And you do understand octopi is the plural for octopus, right? Octopi off the coast of Portugal, thousands of them. 2 million dead fish in Chesapeake Bay, about 100,000 dead fish in a river in Arkansas, 5,000 dead birds in Beebe, Arkansas, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 dead birds in Louisiana, and we could go on and on and on. Some of the things that I'm seeing on the internet, oh, and folks, it's open line live. That means grab your phone and your courage, 623-444-5889. We'll talk about what's on your mind. Doesn't have to be about these two stories that I brought to the table. We'll talk about whatever it is that is on your mind, any topic that's within our genre. Maybe you want to talk about one of the shows or one of the guests that we've had. We'll do that too. Okay, now look. On the internet, there are people saying, hey, you know, this signals the end of the world. There are other people saying that we are undergoing a magnetic pole shift, and the governments are keeping the scientists quiet about that. And that this pole shift is, in fact, what's disrupting the life cycles of these animals. There are people saying that it's chemtrails with poisonous gas in it. But, you know, that one I really... The others I would say, I don't know. But the one with the chemtrails with poisonous gas... That would affect us, too. If it would affect the animals around us, it would affect us. And so you'd have 5,000 dead blackbirds and probably 5,000 dead people. So that one I'm not too keen on. But I think it's obvious there is something going on. And the pole shift thing, you know, part of the problem with that is if it is pole shift that's causing it, if we're undergoing a pole shift, then the ships and airline pilots, I think, would be very much aware of it because all of their navigation would be haywire. You know, and so, but now, look, the magnetic North Pole does wander around. And if you take a look, you can find this on the internet. You can pull up a map that'll show you all the way back, you know, into the 1800s, I think. It may go back further than that, but it does go back into the 1800s. And it'll show you where on the globe, where the magnetic North Pole was at that time. And it wanders around, and at the moment, it's headed toward Russia. Okay? So, pole shift, yeah, that's happening, but a pole reversal, I don't really think there's evidence that that's going on. I could be wrong about that. We'll find out. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Rick from Kentucky.
Hello, Rick.
Yesterday I had something kind of interesting happen. I was going to the grocery store and happened to look up, and there was a V formation of about probably 20 geese flying across. And the first thing I noticed that was really unusual about it is they were flying west. they weren't going south. They were going west. I don't know if they continued on west. They did until they were out of my sight. But also another thing is here in my hometown, it's 12 degrees. It's as winter as it's going to be. It's like the geese are a day late and a dollar short or something. It's kind of late to be going to Florida.
Yeah, it's a little bit late, and maybe they've got a leader that has his navigation all screwed up, and they might have thought they were headed to Florida, but they're flying to California.
That could be. It could be, and that's exactly what I thought. Well, maybe there is something to this magnetic field thing. It's got them confused.
Well, it could be a combination of things here, because, look, the North Pole is not in, there is the geographical North Pole.
Yeah.
And then there's the magnetic North Pole, and they're miles and miles and hundreds of miles apart. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the magnetic North Pole is headed toward Russia. And I think they said it's moving about 40 kilometers per year. Something like that. So that's fairly rapid movement of the magnetic North Pole, and that could have something to do with this. But at the same time, the magnetic field around the Earth is weakening at an ever-increasing pace.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two of those things combined, I don't know how these birds navigate, but that may have them all messed up. I don't know.
It just seems really late to be going to Florida. I mean, it's been winter here for the last month.
Uh-huh. Well,
we've snow on the ground for probably 30 days.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. That is strange indeed. I've been getting emails from people who are telling me about strange behavior of their pets as well. And one of our listeners sent me an email telling me about strange behavior of some pets. And then she says, or he, I forget if it's she or he, said, you know, my own cat has taken to sleeping and started sleeping in the closet. And this is something brand new for this cat that's never done that before.
Huh. I've got two lazy poodles, but the only problem with them is they're squirrels. So.
Okay, well, Rick, we have a break taking over. I want to thank you for the call. Very interesting stuff. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight. That means we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. BYOT, bring your own topic. If you don't want to talk about the topics I threw on the table, Let's talk about what's on your mind, so long as it's within our genre. And our genre is the world of the strange and unexplained. And by the way, welcome to those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour. I got a flash message here just before we went to break from Jan in the United Kingdom. She says, my first time listening live, and you're constantly breaking up. Well, my apologies, Jan. Everything here is working. So there could be any number of, if you're listening on the internet, any number of difficulties between our server and you. Okay, so the problem's not at our server, but between the server and you, maybe there are some line difficulties or something like that. Could be that your internet connection is all trafficked up right now. That's a possibility as well. All right, it is Open Line Live. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. Toll free in the USA and Canada, 888-223-4599. To the telephones, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, hi, I'm Crystal from British Columbia, Canada.
Hello, Crystal.
Yeah, you're interesting. Yeah, I saw the octopus thing, thousands of them. Dead, and also whales, too.
Where are the whales?
In New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Yeah, I think there was, 100 or something, and seagulls attacking whales. Seagulls attacking whales off the coast of Argentina. But I'm wondering if, I think I read an article somewhere where somebody said that the government is using HAARP, for the good of our planet, to stop alien attacks that are doing this. So kind of like to justify using HAARP. And that the bad aliens, are doing this. But there are good aliens working with the government.
All right. So you saw an article that talked about that?
It was something by David Wilcock.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I didn't read the whole article really closely because I thought it was kind of, here comes the false flag operation.
Okay, well, let me ask a question or two. You sort of read it. So let me ask you this. Is he saying that the animal deaths are being caused by the bad aliens attacking the Earth?
I believe so. Yes, and that the reason that they have that HAARP has to do all this stuff around the Earth with the ionosphere is to protect us from these bad aliens. I just, I was upset reading all this stuff, and I thought, I just don't need this right now. So I just moved on to something else.
Well,
but it is a recent article by David Wilcock. If you wanted to, get into it more, I'll probably check it out again later, too.
Okay, send me the link to that, if you would.
Sure.
Okay, I appreciate it, Crystal.
Okay.
Hey, are you a first-time caller?
Thank you.
Are you a first-time caller? Crystal? If you're a first-time caller, when you call in, please tell me that, okay? Tell me if you are. I just didn't recognize the voice. Usually, you might be surprised. We have people that will call in and talk to me, and 2 years later, they call again, and I recognize the voice as a voice I've heard before. But sometimes we have somebody that calls in that is a regular caller, and for whatever reason, I don't recognize the voice. I guess it's because I'm an old guy. Maybe that's it. Or maybe it's the magnetic shift. Maybe that's what's happening. 623-444-5889. Toll free, 888-223-4599. If you're outside the USA or Canada, you can call that main number. It will work from anywhere on this planet, 623-444-5889. You can call that number, and we'd love to hear from you. And I know we have listeners in Vietnam. So if perhaps one of our listeners in Vietnam would either call or send me a flash message and let me know about the weather over there. What is the deal with the bad weather that's killing cattle in Vietnam? Because, you know, folks, I lived in that region of the world for just over 2 years. When I was stationed in East Timor, it's in that region. Now, East Timor has hotter, blazing hot, and then hot monsoon. But when you get up into Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, in that area, it's hot, hotter, and monsoon season. And there's no winter unless you're up high in the mountains. So maybe somebody that's listening to the show in Vietnam could send me a flash message about the weather there. You know, what's going on with the weather that it would kill 10,000 cattle? Weird stuff is happening all over the world. And, you know, I talk to people who tell me that, obviously I talk to people here on the show, but I mean, you know, just face-to-face, I talk to people that tell me they just sort of feel like something's not right. Something's out of whack. Maybe you're one of those folks who feels that something's just not right. Now, we have a lot of folks who are pinning all of this on the 2012 Mayan prophecy. The problem is with that nobody's really sure about the calculations on that calendar. There are people, scholars who have studied that Mayan calendar, who say that it doesn't end December 21st, 2012 on our calendar. It's actually something like 30 or 40 years down the road. There are people who say that's nonsense. It does end December 21st, 2012. I don't know. But there are people that, you know, I've said over and over here on the show, I just don't think December the 21st, 2012 is going to be a particularly significant date in terms of, you know, an earth buster. I've said I could be wrong, and I could be. But all of these die-offs are being caused by something. Look, you do realize that when you have a result, there's a cause. So if you have 10,000 squid and octopi that die, something caused it. Then the question, you have two questions. One, what was the cause? And is that a common cause with all the other die-offs? So there's, you know, two big questions there. These 200 cattle, something caused it. I mean, things don't happen without a cause, right? Something caused it. All right, so if we could determine what is that cause, then the next question is that the same thing that caused the octopi and squid to die? Is that the same thing that caused the 10,000 cattle to die in Vietnam, the 5,000 birds in Beebe, Arkansas, the 100,000 fish in Arkansas in the river, the 2 million fish in Chesapeake Bay? Is it the same cause? And then I guess if you determine that it is the same cause, then what you have to determine after that is what's behind that? Why now? What has that kicked up? What's caused it to be the cause? Eventually, you get to the a priori. In other words, you get to the first action. And is that human? Is that something that some human somewhere is doing? or a group of humans? Is it something that is human-caused? Well, if it is, you can bet they're going to keep this under wraps. But then, based on our last caller, you know, the question comes to my mind. Our last caller was talking about some writing that David Wilcox has done, which her understanding of it is that there are some hostile or bad aliens that are really the cause of all of these animal deaths, and that HAARP is being used in conjunction with some good aliens to fend off the attacks of these bad aliens. Now, that may sound, for many people, that may sound like some science fiction plot. But look, you live in a science fiction world. You know that, don't you? I mean, just stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and think about the world we live in. We're living in a world that is very much a science fiction movie set. things that we think, oh, that couldn't be. And it turns out that they are. So, you know, maybe David Wilcox is right about this. I don't know. But see, that ties back in, if he is right, that ties back in to that story, doesn't it, about the Chinese national TV, Xinhua news agency, broadcasting on national China TV news that President Barack Obama is about to make a disclosure statement to the world about the U.S. being in contact with extraterrestrials. What do you think about that? Now, I really would like to know. I mean, give this some serious thought, and then let's think about this. Let's talk about this. Now, we've talked about the sort of rumors out there that have been out there forever about the U.S. having contact with extraterrestrials. There have been people, you know, they've done DVDs about this. They've written books about this. They've given speeches at conferences about this. But it's sort of at the level of kind of rumor. Do you think it's real? Do you think is it really true that we are and have been in contact with extraterrestrials? The rumors say, you know, for decades we've been involved with extraterrestrials. And if you think that's true, then what do you think about this news report that the President of the United States is about to make a disclosure statement to the world that we have been involved with extraterrestrials? If he makes that statement, what do you think the results will be? What do you think will happen 1 minute after the President announces that we have been in contact with extraterrestrial races for some time? There are people who think there will be chaos and riots in the street. I don't think so. I really don't think so. That might have been the case back in the 1930s, but, you know, like I said, you live a sci-fi existence every day. The world you live in it's pretty much the Mad Max world of science fiction years before. When people envisioned a Mad Max world, it wasn't much worse than the world you actually live in. So, what do you think? 623-444-5889. Now, you know, the beauty of Open Line Live is that you get to bring up any topic you want to bring up within our genre, and we'll talk about it. No problem. Okay? The horror of Open Line Live is if you don't call, you get to listen to me. And, you know, I'll just go on and on and drone on about these two stories. It's much more interesting when you bring your thoughts to the table. It's one of the things I really like about Open Line Live is it's kind of like going back to university because so many different ideas come in. What would the impact be right where you live? Don't even think about what would the impact be. Let's say you live in Toledo, Ohio, okay? Don't even worry about what would the impact be in Dallas, Texas, or Beijing, China, or Zagreb, Croatia. Just what would the impact be where you are? The president goes on television and says, folks, the rumors are true. The United States government has been in contact for some time with civilizations from other parts of this universe. And they have been helping us to develop technology that will make your lives better. We'll just say that's the speech. Okay? So 1 minute after that speech, there you are in Toledo, Ohio, or wherever you are. What's going to happen 1 minute after that speech? Well, probably the telephones are going to be jammed up. Everybody's going to be on their cell phones trying to call and say, Mom, did you hear what the president said? And, of course, you're not going to be able to because there'll be too many calls for the cell towers to handle, and they'll be jammed up. But telephone lines will fill up. What would you do? Would you go next door to your next-door neighbor and say, did you hear what the president just said? Would you get in your car and go down to your local church and begin to pray? What would you do? And then tomorrow, the next day, how would life have changed for you? What do you think about that? 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. You are live on the air. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. This is Mark from Los Angeles.
Hello, Mark.
Well, it's not that I didn't want to hear you ramble on, but I thought I'd call in just to talk to you anyway.
All right.
But because you were saying that if we don't call, you're going to hear you talk. I think what's going to happen if this comes out public, saying that there are extraterrestrials, I don't think it's going to go crazy like you were saying. You know, like, I agree with you. It's not going to go crazy. But I think certain things will change, like religion, for instance.
How would religion change?
Well, you know, because most Christians do not believe in extraterrestrials, or aliens, I should say. And so they're going to have to, like, rewrite the Bible or something. In that aspect, or they're going to come around and say, well, this is what this meant, and vice versa.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think they're going to have to rewrite the Bible, but I think there are going to be some a world full of theologians with egg on their face that are going to have to say, well, folks, we lied.
Exactly. And just like what we talked about last year in your seminar on Genesis, you know, in the garden, you know, you're going to be absolutely right. And then people are going to say, wow, Kevin was right all this time. You know, God's in the garden.
Yeah, well, you know, for a lot of people, especially folks who are listening to this show for the first time and they haven't heard this discussion, for a lot of people, it's absolutely impossible for them to separate in their mind what the Bible actually says and then all that theology crap they've been taught. And it's two different things. And so, see, religion is based on theology. Some guy reads the Bible, writes a book about what he thinks that means. A bunch of people read his book and say, we think he's right. And so they gather up around him and they form a church based on his writings. Now, there are people who say, oh, no, not my church. Our church, everything we believe comes right from the Bible. And the problem with that is they don't even know what it says. I guarantee you they don't know what it says. They know what they've been told it says. And that's theology. And so there's going to be a lot of theologians that are going to head for the hills.
Yeah. But, you know, and once that is done, and it's going to be kind of like 9/11. For the first week or two, everybody was all scared and afraid of this and afraid of doing that, and then it just kind of blew over and life is normal again. And I think that's what's going to happen unless the extraterrestrials do make presence. You know, now they're out in the open, you see them flying around, you know, I think it's just going to blow over.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there is that philosophy, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
And so with that kind of philosophy in the evil little minds of a few evil people, there is the possibility of a false flag attack, you know, the extraterrestrials that we told you about are attacking us. You know, there's a possibility of that to get people's attention away from the fact that our treasuries, not just in the United States, but in many countries, have been looted by the crooks that we elect.
Oh, definitely.
And so, you know, at least if the economy collapses, they can blame it on E.T. I'm not being facetious. You know, I would not put that beyond these dastardly, and I said that with a D, these dastardly evil people that are in place in some high places. Do you want to hang on through the break?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be back, folks. Don't go away. Welcome back. You're listening to The Kevin Smith Show. It's open line live tonight. That means we'll talk about what's on your mind. And on the line with me is Mark from Los Angeles. Mark, do you think really that there would be massive chaos in religion over a disclosure statement by the president?
I don't think it would be massive. I mean, some smaller radical churches might, but I think in general, unless there is absolute proof, because we've learned that politicians lie anyway, so.
Well, let's say there is absolute proof. I don't know what it would be, but let's assume that there is definitive proof, and we all know for sure E.T. exists.
That's a good question, because like you were saying, this is a sci-fi world we live in now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been so calloused on certain things. I think people would just relook at the Bible, like we were saying earlier, and saying, you know, like you're saying, the theologians will with egg on their face. But, you know, we're going to say, well, maybe this is what he meant. You know, chariots of fire doesn't mean that they were riding down the street with their chariot on fire. It was actually a UFO, you know.
Well, yeah, maybe. You know, it actually could breathe new life into a career as theologians, because now they could write about new stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, since Americans as we are going to try to make money off this. You know, that they're going to start selling aluminum foil to wrap around your head so the aliens can't, you know, think your thoughts or something. You know, who knows? But they're going to start making money off this.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want the first worldwide interview with a bona fide ET that steps off a craft. I want the first one. And I'm putting the message out there every night. You probably get to watch the show sometimes. And on the video, we play a spot where it says it's a big universe, a special message for the extraterrestrials. Wherever you're coming from, when you get to Earth, KSS wants an interview.
That's it. and if we get the call first, we'll send them over to you.
Well, please do. Please do. Mark, folks, Mark is the owner of one of our affiliate stations out in Los Angeles. Mark, is our signal breaking up tonight?
No, not at all. Now, it is on the video.
Yeah.
With that flow player, it seems to buffer a lot. But, no, the stream is coming over beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to do something. Of course, for folks who don't know, we're testing. This is a second test of a new video service that we're using for our TV channel. And apparently not working satisfactorily again tonight. So Monday we'll be back on Ustream. So yeah. It works.
Yeah, the other day, the first day you tested Flow Player, we got about maybe 5 seconds before it started buffering. Tonight it's 30 seconds. So.
Oh, well, we've improved.
Yeah, we've improved.
Okay, well, look, thanks much. I appreciate it. And are you still having the upper respiratory problems?
Oh, yeah. It's getting pretty bad. I'm trying to hold back the hacking right now. Sucking on a cough drop. I was in the doctor's again today, and they just don't know what it is. And I really think it's the stuff that's in the air.
Yeah, could be. Well, I hope you get well and get well quickly.
All right. Thank you very much, and good show.
All right. Thanks much. Well, what do you think, folks? 623-444-5889. Those are the magic numbers to call. Pick up your telephone and tell me, what do you think would be the result of the president making a disclosure statement as Chinese news has broadcast? They say that, look, let me give it to you again. The unprecedented national China TV news bulletin that U.S. President Barack Obama may be preparing to disclose U.S. relations with specific extraterrestrial races was broadcast on the official channel Xinhua on January 4th. Okay, well, what if he does it? How is that going to impact where you live? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
It's Mike from Kentucky, Kevin.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, you've already had that interview. You got it with Jerry, remember?
Yeah, but Jerry didn't step off of a craft. I want one coming off a craft. I want to stick a microphone under his chin, if he's got a chin, and I want to say, welcome to Earth. I'm Kevin Smith, and you are live worldwide on the Kevin Smith Show.
What you want to do is you want to get one fresh, not one that's a day old.
Yeah, I want to get one that absolutely no one on earth can say, that's a fake.
Yeah, I hear you, because Jerry's been around here many years now, and he's not fresh anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So how would it affect where you live if the president does what the China news agency says he's about to do?
That wouldn't bother me one bit. I think you already know that. But the thing that does bother me is the fact that the Supreme Court seems to have made the Constitution null and void.
Yeah, but they've been doing that in bits and pieces now for years.
Right, I know, but it's now out there on the net, and it's official now.
Has something happened recently?
Well, they ruled against a lot of the things of the lower courts. It's in the emails that I send forth to all my list, and this is one of them that I sent out.
Okay, well, I'll take a look at it.
So, this seems to be, all this seems to be being mixed together in sort of a goulash, you know, and trying to serve it up to the hungry.
Well, I'm hungry, but only for constitutional things, and I think there'll be a lot of us that'll just have to go hungry if they, you know, if they're...
Well, what they're saying is that our Constitution's too old. You can't read it and understand it, so they're wanting to rewrite it and come out with their own new Constitution.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea. However, the Constitution itself permits that to happen. And so if they call a constitutional convention and come up with a whole new constitution, you know, as long as they do it according to the rules that are laid out in this constitution, that's constitutional. But I don't think it's wise.
A lot of people that think that the present leadership that's going on in this country is just fantastic. They're the ones that are going to be hurt the worst when all this falls into place.
Well, we all will be. We will.
That's right. And if they do manage to muffle those who are talking, myself included, yourself, hey, those big camps that they've got out west may start filling up soon.
Yeah, well, you know, you just have to look at that as retirement.
Hey, I've been retired for 6 years.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call.
You take care, Kevin.
All right.
Bye.
623-444-5889 or toll free at 888-223-4599. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. And because I recognize the voice, I'll tell people where you're calling from. He's calling from Arizona.
Nanu, Nanu.
So what's on your mind, Jerry?
Well, I was listening to the show and watching the video feed on my iPhone and simultaneously online. It looks really good at this end. Anyway, you ask, you know, how it would affect our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you consider that the news would really be dependent on how it was spun, I mean, it wouldn't be enough, I don't think, to say they're here. I think that they would probably say they're here and they're good guys, or they're here and they're a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And if it came out that they said that they are here and they're a threat, well, that would sure turn the world in one particular direction. How it would affect some of us who are here would be different than it would affect others, I'm sure.
All right. Jerry, let me ask you a preliminary question.
Sure.
And then I've got a follow-up. Do you feel comfortable talking about the announcement that you made?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. For those of you who did not hear it, some months back, Jerry disclosed that he is not from this planet. Now, for those who are new, you may be saying, oh boy, here we go. Well, okay, that's okay. But folks who have been listening to this show for some time will remember that I used to say that there is someone that if I ever met an extraterrestrial, it's this person. Well, it was Jerry that I was talking about. And if you meet him and you get to know him, I think you'll walk away with the same sense of, the same opinion that if you ever have met an extraterrestrial, it's Jerry. All right, so since you said you felt comfortable about it, now I've recapped it, and here's the question. Let's say they disclose it and they spin the news this way, Jerry. They're here, and they are hostile to us. You're now out there public and exposed as not being from this planet, and in your public statement about it, you explained what planet you came from. So they're here, and they're hostile. And now you have to become the hunted. How do you feel about that?
So it would seem, Kevin. Well, it's an uncomfortable circumstance, at the very least. But I don't really think that that's going to be what happens. Because if it were spun in that way, then I think there would be too many other pegs that would fall in the wrong direction, and it would cause complete chaos and a breakdown of society. I think they're in basically a situation where they're going to have to admit, if they do admit that they, quote-unquote, are here, that they've been watching for a long time, they're scientists, that they are observers, and they have no interest in us except to see what's happening. It might go even further than that. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But I don't think that they would spin it in a negative light.
So then you don't see a false flag operation coming?
No, because if it actually were that they admit that they're here, and I think that among your listeners, people are already accepting the fact that they are, in one capacity or another, either good guys or bad guys. But if they tried to do a false flag operation, if these are truly good people, which I believe they are, they wouldn't allow themselves to be used politically.
Okay, Jerry, hang on. We have to take a break, and we'll pick up right there when we come back. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we have on the telephone with us Jerry from Arizona. So, Jerry, you were saying that you don't think there's going to be a false flag if there is a disclosure statement.
Well, if there were a false flag, I think it'd be quickly put to rest. I don't believe that these folks would allow themselves to be used in a way that would help someone else's political agenda met. You know, I don't believe that these folks are here because they're wanting to achieve any level of power. From my experience, they're beyond that.
Okay, your particular group that you are from, what do they want here?
Well, basically,
let me put it this way. What do you people want here?
Very good, Kevin. You know, I really can't speak for what their agenda is. My understanding, essentially, is that their goal was to help the people of this world unite with people just like the people of this world who live elsewhere in the universe, more specifically in the local galaxy. And until the people of this world got to a point where they could, they wanted to monitor, you know, watch, in other words, and assist as best they could. They apparently tried to make some helpful assistances in the past, and it didn't work out so well. So, you know, they're also a learning and evolving group as well. But I think that they're basically wanting to bring the people of this world into the fold of the larger community of humans, or appropriately stated, people that exist out there beyond this planet.
What about the other groups of extraterrestrials that are said to be visiting our planet? Do they all have benign or benevolent intentions?
No, they don't. There are other groups out there who are interested in using this world as a resource for their own needs. That's been going on for a very long time. It continues to go on now.
So how real would it be if there is a disclosure? And this is based on a report that went out on China national TV news that said Barack Obama is preparing to make a disclosure statement about extraterrestrials. Okay, now that doesn't mean it's true, but it means we ought to at least take it as a serious possibility.
Sure.
Because that it also could be propaganda for whatever reason. I mean, we don't need to be naive about that. All right, so let's say that he does, and he says we are in contact with some extraterrestrials. They're very helpful to us. They're not hostile to us, but there are some that are hostile. And that are planning to attack Earth. And the reason they're planning to attack Earth is because they don't want us in the camp of these other extraterrestrials. And so that's the reason I'm making this disclosure to you, is because we're right on the verge of a possible war with these hostiles. Now, let's say he says that. If that's what he says, how is that going to affect life on this planet?
Well, it's going to polarize a lot of people. If you watch the program V, for example, Hello to John May, then you know, there's no one, the people in that particular mindset are not going to believe that any of them are any good. The ones who are offering to be friendly and good might actually be the most suspicious of the two groups. The ones who are hostile, at least you know that they are indeed hostile, but the ones who aren't will have to prove themselves and gain respect and trust, which is how it should be.
Well, you know, a thought came to me as you were saying, as you were describing that. That's sort of the way I look at snakes. There are some that are deadly, and there are some that won't even bite you and have no poison and can't bite you. To me, it makes no difference. The only good snake's a dead snake. And, you know, we'll after I've killed the snake, then we'll decide whether he was dangerous or not. I consider him dangerous until he's not a threat. And that may be the reaction that a lot of people have about the extraterrestrial reality.
Well, and it's a very real likelihood. It could turn into that very easily. That's why I'm saying that these people who say that they are good and beneficent would actually have to prove themselves in some way, and it would take time. It wouldn't be something that, you know, I mean, there would certainly be factions out there who would rush out with open arms and say, we're glad you're here and, you know, welcome to the community. But there would be those who would say, I don't trust you at all, and, you know, the only good snake's a dead snake.
Yeah. I killed a cobra with a suitcase one time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it Samsonite?
It was. Well, it was that type of suitcase. I picked the suitcase up. It was in East Timor. I picked it up to pack to go to Thailand and see my wife. And when I picked it up, there was a cobra behind it. Not a king cobra, but a cobra nonetheless. And he was as surprised as I was, but not near as surprised as he became.
Well, I'm sure he was quite surprised by the time it came down the fourth time.
Yeah. I was rather shaken up by that. Now, Jerry, let me ask you, I'm reporting here tonight, not that the president is about to make a statement, a disclosure statement. I am reporting that Chinese news, the Xinhua News Agency in China, broadcast that on national television in China on January the 4th. So I'm reporting that they reported it. So let me ask you, what do you think? Do you think that's real?
Well, I won't believe it until I get some validation. You know, there's got to be a way to validate this story.
Well, assume that the story is accurate. But by the way, you can watch the news guy telling the story on Chinese television on YouTube. But assume that they actually did report it. Now, do you think that that's accurate news?
Well, I would think that it would be accurate news if it was actually a news guy reporting it. As far as being propaganda by China, maybe so.
Well, it was reported on the eve of Hu Jintao's state visit to the United States. So that makes it, the timing of it makes it a little bit suspect. I'll tell you what, though, we're out of time.
Good heavens, I had all kind of questions for you, Kevin.
Thanks for the call. That's it, folks. That's a wrap for this evening. Thank you for everyone who called in. And shared with us their ideas and questions and comments. I appreciate it. It's always interesting. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again, because you have a right to know. Until next time, so long, everybody.